Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
Do you put on an accent when you call
him? No, I don't call. Order
can
over.
You imagine Mahoney? Hello!
Dave and Mahoney.
See, I thought you were saying that you put on an accent so that they don't detect your whiteness.
No, I order over the app.
All right.
And now, this is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first, there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, this is fairly embarrassing because the headline is Bald Shoplifter Gets Caught at Barbershop.
I feel like they just said the bald part just really, like, you know, throw salt on the wound.
Needle them, yeah. So there was...
We don't need to shame the follicly challenged here, people.
No, we're
not shaming
him. Also, I don't want to...
Do you identify as a bald person?
We know it's coming. Yeah. We know that train is on that track.
So they're saying one of the most prolific shoplifters in the area was arrested after an undercover operation. And the reason that he got caught is because the cops were onto him and this guy was such a good shoplifter that he knew it.
Oh, he had...
And so he realized that the cops were hot on his case, and he decided, I need to hide. The problem is that he walked into a barbershop to
bald
hide.
Bald dudes need barbers, too.
Yeah, he's totally bald.
Hair even to the back of his head?
None. Yeah, not even a skullet.
What?
Officers escorted the 46-year-old out of the barbershop and asked him to explain why he had a shopping bag full of hair products. He admitted to stealing 16 bottles of shampoo.
Oh, it wasn't even like Rogaine or nothing?
No, just shampoo.
But I mean, other people in your life can need shampoo. So I don't like the implications that this guy was only shopping for himself.
Oh, yeah.
Costco shampoo, the way to go.
Costco shampoo?
Costco shampoo is top notch.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, of course, because it's like under the guise. It's Kirkland brand, but under the guise of like Pureology or something.
Just like a straight up tub of.
A tub of shampoo?
And also, I do know a couple guys who are bald who do go to barbers, but it's not for their head on top.
For their beard.
It's to get their beard lined up.
Yeah. No beard on this fella either, but the fact that he was stealing shampoo and then walked into a barbershop to try to get away, pretty common.
Who's buying black market shampoo?
Right?
Depends on how much it is.
How
what kind of
like
deal can I get?
Some used shampoo.
Like a guy in a coat.
Mm-hmm.
Who's like opening up, showing you all of his shampoos.
We used to
and
buy.
And the conditioner on the other side. Hello.
Like what?
Some good news today as well. Engineers have developed a water filtration system that removes forever chemicals. I have a question. Water forever chemicals.
I hate that.
Like
I legit am going to drink my tea, and as soon as you said forever chemicals, I'm like looking down at my cup. I'm like, what's in there? What's in our stuff, man?
We're all gonna die anyway.
Exactly.
What does it matter? It really does. Like, at least I'm gonna be full.
Why is it that I bring up a water filtration system and you just give up on life?
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So, Audrey, your dad came to visit this weekend. And for those that don't know, like, Audrey's dad is also in the radio business. And you kind of grew up at a radio station. Like, there's pictures of you as a toddler, like, sitting in the on-air chair with your headphones on and all of that.
Yes.
But your dad is still in the business. In fact, we worked for the same company as your dad.
But you're not a Nepo baby.
No, you worked your way up.
I didn't tell anybody whenever I was first coming in the industry who was what and what was who. Because, I mean, he has a radio name, right? Like, nobody knows him by, like, Drake. Like, I go by my actual name. Like, he does not go by that.
Right. But your dad has got to be really proud of you, right? Because you're doing great,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, what the heck? I'm going to get all emotional. Yeah, no. I grew up, like you said, Dave, like, going in and out of the studios, like, bugging people. Like, literally, our boss now has known me since I was a baby. Like, I would go in and bug him, like, coloring in his office sort of thing. Like,
really cute.
You know, like, one of the things whenever I go around from, like, if we ever are visiting studios, if we're visiting, you know, across the country, I'm like searching for that familiar smell of like insulation. You know what I mean? Like of what studios, like the crumbling insulation in studios used to look and smell like. So
except for this one, because it's a palace.
It's
very nice.
Like, I mean,
truly
literally
gorgeous.
We've been into a lot of radio stations over the years, but the fact that like we're able to come in here to work every day, it still blows my mind.
So your dad comes to town, and he does, like, the most dad thing ever. So
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Which, as a dad, like, I totally appreciate this.
And as a dad of girls, Dave, like, I hope that, I mean, they will be, that your kids adore you. I'm a daddy's girl. Like, I don't know if that's just something, like, if there's a reason why you hear mama's boys and daddy's girls, right? Yeah. So my dad came to visit and stayed at the NBC Suites, like, directly across from my place. Like you could hit a crosswalk and be there in 3 minutes. Sure. So he was able to kind of, like, come over and cook for me starting at 8 o'clock on Saturday. Like, started immediately cooking.
8 a.m.?
He flew down here and cooked you breakfast?
Cooking for me, dude.
Like, that is a move,
man. But we share a love. You guys have heard me talk about this. Like, we share a love. We're foodies. We really enjoy food and home-cooked meals and, you know, going out to dinner. There is something about that makes you feel so just like at ease and unguarded, and whenever you're eating food
and your
with
dad
people
is
who
a,
you care about.
He's a hell of a cook too.
He is.
Yeah.
So he made, we went out and the day before got a food preserver. I think that's what they're called. Like whenever they vacuum seal.
Okay.
And we got one of those, and at 8 a.m. the next day he came over all like so excited.
Chipper and ready to go, just in full dad mode. He's got his white Nike Monarchs on.
He's not a Monarch guy. He's a Brooks guy.
Best walk of shoe there is.
Same.
So, but he's like walking around in the kitchen and he starts cooking me like 5 different meals. He was full on Chef Daddy Cat in the kitchen that day. And made me 5 different meals, and we froze a bunch of stuff so that whenever I am feeling a little homesick, because I don't live, he lives in Seattle, my mom lives in Alabama. Like, they are, could not be on further parts of the country from each other. And
so a little comfort food.
Yeah, so whenever I feel a little down and out or a little homesick, because I don't get to go home too often or to visit them, really, I'll be able just to open my fridge and I've got a little home-cooked daddy meal in there.
That's such a good move.
See, I'd be done with those in this first day. It'd all be gone.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you. Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and leave
a message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's the craziest thing you've seen go down in a public restroom?
Message deleted.
I would say almost everything that happens in a public restroom is fairly crazy. But I'll tell you a story that just occurred over the course of last week. I was in Kansas City for the NFL draft, and I was staying at the Harrah's in Kansas City, and there was some guy that was freaking out on the people at the front desk. And I walked up kind of in the middle of it, trying to figure out what was going on.
Of course you did.
No, not because I didn't go over because something was going on. I was just happened to be waiting by the front desk for an Uber to come get me. Anyway.
You know Mahoney. The day was over there because we know how nosy he is. He is such a nosy dude.
Pulling his phone out, getting ready to record.
Hey, look, man, content's content, right? But this guy was kind of yelling at the person at the front desk, and then he stormed off, and I was trying to figure out, like, what is going on here? Why is he so upset? Because they pointed him down the hallway, and I guess he had forgotten his wallet in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
And I don't know why you would ever take your wallet out in the bathroom, but maybe, whatever.
Sometimes when you pull your pants down, things fall out of the back pockets into the toilets.
I'm a front pocket wallet guy.
Same.
They tell you that's where you're supposed to put it now,
If you're going to try to get my, if you're going to pick my pocket. You're gonna love on me first. That's right.
Well, something also about the way you sit. You're not supposed to put your wallet in your back pocket.
You're a crazy person if you sit on a wallet that is fat as hell.
Because
I've got a George Costanza wallet. I mean, like, legitimately, I'll show you my wallet. It's right here.
That's thick.
Yeah, it's thick with 2 C's.
Hold on. You keep that whole thing in your front pocket?
Yeah, I got deep front pockets.
Huh.
Those must be really deep because that wallet's fat.
It is, yeah, it's not no money, $0.
I have no cash.
What do you have in there?
I mean, loyalty cards.
My wallet is that size.
What are all those business cards?
I got business cards, loyalty cards, receipts.
Players cards for casinos.
All of those are players cards.
Not all of them. I have like a couple credit cards as well.
Dave.
My Costco card, my Sam's Club card. I got to keep those fresh. you know.
You guys are both silly little gooses I'm looking at your, I mean, seriously, Dave, if that's that's at least 100 cards.
No, it's
and
not
Mahoney,
100 cards.
You at least have 50.
What are you talking about? Hold on, you're saying that I've got more in my wall than Mahoney has in his? No chance.
I mean, I have like...
He looks like he's got a photo album in
Mahoney's. I got medical cards from like 5 jobs ago in there still. So it's like mine is... I'm actually in the marketplace for a new wallet because I gotta slim down because it's getting out of control.
Okay, so Audrey...
30.
I just counted the number of cards in my wallet because you'd be terrible at this game if you went to the state fair.
About to guess how many jelly beans was in the jar? Okay, so I'm being a little...
You guessed 100. There's 15 total. And that 15? That includes like my ID and my credit cards and my little like insurance and all that stuff.
15 cards? Total. That's pretty crazy.
That's not crazy. That's...
Those are thick. So anyways, this guy lost his
wallet. And he's screaming.
Could you imagine if you lost all 15 of your cards?
I would be furious, but I heard him walk down the hallway very angry, like, you know, cursing as he went. And then he gets in the bathroom and you just hear, F! And you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Guess he didn't find it.
But, I mean, that's why I will say I'm not, like, as far as when it comes to, like, paying stuff, I was never on the Apple Pay train.
Welcome.
Until recently.
And
welcome.
Audrey kind of got me on it, and now I'm like all of your stuff on your phone, which is, you know, if you lose your phone, you're doubly screwed. Like, but having
have you put
like
a passcode on your phone yet?
I do have a passcode on my phone.
Finally,
now,
after all
I've
these
got
years.
A card linked to it now.
It's about time, man. You're the only person that I know that doesn't have it because you can just unlock it with your face. It
I don't
take...
use face.
Oh, why
I don't,
not?
I don't do that.
Why?
Takes too long.
It does not take too long.
I get fat all the time, and I lose weight all the time, so it doesn't recognize.
That is not true.
No, 100%. Honestly,
that is a lie.
No,
you're clean shaven, and you remain the same weight always.
Always.
Sometimes when I trim my beard, or I get fat,
or if you're
hungover, yeah, it's like poof, you're rough.
You've never had your face ID like not recognize you
because I'm so hungover,
or like just any time when you don't look like if you look disheveled.
No, y'all need Jesus.
Jesus did not help.
Who makes all your videos? It has to be Mahoney, right? Right? He's always the one with the funnies. I see what you're doing, dude.
Message deleted.
Yeah.
It's a reel of Mahoney's dad jokes on our Instagram.
So if you haven't been to our Instagram, it's at Dave Mahoney. But yes, Mahoney definitely makes the videos because if you'll notice the videos.
They're only his jokes.
All Mahoney's punchlines. I'm not mad at you. I would do the same thing if I'm
doing the work.
Yeah, if you're doing the work.
Why would I want to showcase anybody else? I put the things there that I find funny and nobody laughs at my jokes harder than me.
That
so,
is
but
true.
It truly is funny because Mahoney doesn't actually use his own Instagram. He's kind of wiped the slate clean, mm-hmm. starting over new and fresh.
That's right.
Dave, like you and I just let Mahoney have this whole free reign of, you know, the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/David Mahoney. He's got the camera set up. He really enjoys this.
He loves this. Yeah.
He loves this. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, I don't know if you have felt like this, that David Mahoney Instagram is Mahoney's Instagram.
Yeah. It is.
Nah.
Yeah, dude, that's your Instagram.
Sure, I don't post emo stuff on there. I should.
Like anytime that there's even a story, it is from you.
You definitely have posted shirtless photos of you on that Instagram before.
That's true.
Okay.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
You know how when you have any ailment at all, you go online, if you go to WebMD, it's always cancer?
Everything. It doesn't matter what it is. It is, you know, it started off like that was a joke, but then when you actually do search for what's wrong with you, that always comes up.
Well, and you always think the worst, too. But this weekend, because I'm not the type that really worries about a lot of stuff.
We're going to live forever, right?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely,
sure.
Yeah. Especially with this healthy lifestyle.
Oh, the healthiest of lifestyles that we live.
But my wife had a pretty serious health scare this weekend. So she called me on Friday, and she's like, hey, there's something weird going on. She's like, it's been going on for a couple of days now. She's like, I have double vision. And I'm like, what do you mean you have double
vertigo.
Vision? It's not vertigo, so there's a medical term for it, where it can be in just one eye or both eyes, and it means different things depending on whether or not it's in both eyes or just one eye.
Was it in both eyes?
And it's in both eyes, and so that can be really serious, but we looked it up, and it wasn't just WebMD, like went to like the Mayo Clinic website and all this stuff, and when it's in both eyes, it can mean like aneurysm, stroke, or a brain tumor.
These are very, none of those, none of those choices, great.
Not really.
Yeah.
So And it said that if it lasts for a couple of days, like, you should immediately go to the ER. And she's like, I've already set an appointment with my doctor. Do you think that I should go to the ER or should I wait to see what the doctor
says? Was it
constant? Constant. And she said that she was also had a headache.
Like, did she wake up that way?
And so, yeah, it just
could
happened
have been
a couple of days.
Of a migraine.
It just happened a couple of days before, but it just wasn't going away.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, that's super scary. And normally, again, I'm like, you know, just go to the doctor. I'm sure it'll be fine. It's not that big of a deal. But she went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, you need to go get a brain MRI immediately.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, geez. So luckily, the place that she went to, they do them on the weekends as well, because she went on Saturday and got it done. And we're sitting here like sweating the results, thinking that we'll probably hear at the beginning of the week what the results are and all of this stuff. But again, you know, it seemed like it was likely that it was something very serious, because her doctor not like, it's probably
go get
nothing.
A brain scan right now. Or right. It's like, oh, you know, we got the schedule one. Figure it out.
No, but like,
when you're dealing with your brain, you don't postpone.
Yeah, and she called the scanning place, and I guess like the doctor had called the office, and they're like, we'll get you in on Saturday. And I'm like, oh.
Okay, you're making me really nervous. What ended up happening?
Well, so, you know, obviously she's very nervous, and I'm like trying to play it cool.
Because you can't have two people panicking.
Right.
Well, and even if you can panic internally.
Well, and her mom's in town as well, and she's panicking. So that doesn't help. So I'm like, you know, trying to be cool about all of this. But I'm sitting here, you know, running through like the worst case scenarios, because I'm like, oh, my God, like, if this is something serious. You know, there's a ton of stuff going on right now. But I mean, all of that just goes away entirely.
None of that
you
matters.
Stop thinking about all of that when you're thinking about the health of your spouse. We have four little kids.
What ended up happening, Dave?
So,
tell me. I'm
know.
Like worried.
I know it's still scary, but it's not as scary as we thought. So we're sitting there yesterday, and we're taking the kids to go see the Mario movie, and she goes, "Oh my God, my results are in!" And so
you took her to a movie, and she couldn't even see. That is rude.
No, it was a 3D version, so it worked.
So great. She didn't even need the glasses.
You're going to hell.
Sorry.
You're going to hell.
Brevity.
Trying to make light of this whole situation, which I honestly was trying to do, right? But is horrifying. And she gets the results back, and thank God, like, there was nothing serious. There's no brain tumor or anything like that. But what happened, like, 30 years ago is when she was a little kid, she was playing with one of those exercise bands, and one of the worst case scenarios that you could imagine, she has it stretched out on her foot, and
it
fell off her foot and snapped back, and it shattered her retina.
Oh, my God.
In one of her eyes. So she's basically blind in one eye, but they think maybe, we still don't know everything yet, but we think that maybe that repair that they did 30 years ago is going bad.
Okay.
And so that's why her eyes aren't aligning correctly.
So her brain scan came back, everything was
normal.
Brain
scan came back, there's no abnormalities, no brain tumors or anything like that. But again, like, I'm not the sort that normally gets freaked out by that sort of thing, but when you start thinking about, you know, when you're going on the Mayo Clinic website and it's like aneurysm,
cancers,
stroke, or brain tumor.
But this explains a lot, though. Because I've always wondered, you've been with your wife for like 10 years?
Yeah.
She's a beautiful woman.
She's a beautiful woman.
She can't
you,
see.
You?
She can't see.
Yeah.
So is it like she sees two fives that makes you a 10?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
When you're looking for love.
Hey, baby, you want it?
Then all the wrong places.
You want to see what a mistake looks like?
It's the Missed Connection Inspection on Dave and Mahoney.
You know, there's something really sad about if you encounter somebody in public and you're looking for love and you don't shoot your shot. You had the opportunity, you didn't say anything, but thankfully, in the year of our Lord 2023, there's a place where you can go that can bail you out. And that is Craigslist.
Dave, these were ships passing in the night.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, one of those ships did not toot their horn.
This first one is very sweet.
I'm pretty sure that's how ships say hi.
Hello.
Hey.
See, this is what this sound right here is how I envision everybody, or how I can hear in my head everybody who's actually writing these misconnections. Like, that's how they talk, like, in real life.
I just love that they take it to Craigslist.
Your toes are nice. I saw them in the grocery store.
I like your feet.
Like, I hate it.
And they think
it.
Good-looking people are going to be on here responding, because that's what they're doing now.
I feel bad for their victims.
The people that they're going to chop up? What are
no,
you talking
not
about?
Even chop up. Oh. Just the people who, like, have to, like, go through the conversations that usually happen.
Yeah, well, this first one is entitled Bus.
This exactly. This is what I'm talking about. That whoever's on the receiving end of this is a victim.
This is a man for a woman. I saw you on the bus. You are feminine and I am masculine. You are dressed in black with glasses. What a beautiful woman. If you noticed that I looked at you many times, tell me what color my sweatshirt is.
Jeez. Stop staring.
Also, if you're wearing a sweatshirt on a bus, I don't think you've got great odds of closing the deal.
What?
I don't know why.
You anti Mr. Rogers over there?
It's no. That's a sweater. This is a sweatshirt. Because
I
envision it to be dirty.
What?
Gray and dirty.
Always
why?
Gray. Always
I love gray sweatshirts. It's my favorite sweatshirt that
but
I have.
But you're thinking clean,
you
crisp.
Would. You are
fashionable.
Fashion. You've never, fashionable.
You've never ridden the bus. As somebody who has spent.
Yeah, man, I have.
Have you?
Like a school bus.
That's not the same. That's like a party
bus. It's transit.
No. As somebody who
if it has a stripper pole, that doesn't count.
No, not a stripper pole. I have ridden on a bus.
As somebody who had their license taken away.
Oh, boy.
Pre-Uber.
Oh, no.
I rode the bus for 2 months straight. And I will tell you. You don't want to ride the bus wearing a sweatshirt.
This is a woman for a man. Again, that's kind of an oddity when we go to Craigslist, but it's ambulance worker guy. I highly doubt you'll read this, but I'm still sad I couldn't get your number of the cute guy transporting me the other day. Was super interested, but you told me you could get fired for getting my number, but I'm still thinking about you. I wish I gave it anyways. If you see this, tell me what reason you needed to give me a ride so I know it's really you.
Dude. Here's the thing.
If you're bleeding out and you're like, hey, hottie, take my number. And he's like, no.
Also, that just says you are not hot enough because we will risk our jobs.
Oh, absolutely.
If you are hot and you're asking for our numbers and if for some reason that was against our code of ethics.
Does not matter.
We'll just be like, slide it in.
No, Dad, you can't do that.
I'm going to finger paint it on your belly with your own blood.
Yeah, 100%.
If you're hot enough.
Yeah.
Guys.
I will write my phone number on your medical chart.
Dave and Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
When your lifetime goal is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand, it's the Redneck Report.
Dog will hunt.
On Dave and Mahoney.
So we have ourselves a candidate for Nursing Assistant of the Year, Mahoney. Certified nursing assistant who was working as an in-home caregiver for an elderly woman. Is accused of defrauding her by opening a credit card in the woman's name. This nursing assistant, her name is Tiffany Acuna, 31 years old, opened a credit card for plastic surgery for herself. She got herself a Brazilian butt lift and arm lipo.
You stole an elderly person's savings
yes.
to get your ass a Brazilian butt lift.
Well,
that's right.
BBLs are on the out anyways.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, everybody's getting rid of a lot of their, it's like we're seeing the anti-implants, anti-fillers, anti-all of that right now.
Okay. Well, this young lady did not get the memo, so she went full Brazilian butt lift. What's interesting is that it takes a weird turn here at the end of this story because she actually contacted the woman's husband and asked him to sign a written agreement that she would pay him $1,000 a month until the money was returned to prevent criminal charges. So she's the one that was proposing, after she got busted, she wants him to sign an agreement that he's not going to press charges.
I've seen things like that happen before. I know somebody not too, removed from me who has stolen from an employer.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. And, because of drugs. Of course. Yeah. Opioids.
Mm.
Fun! And they actually were able to pay back the money that they had stolen.
That's one thing if the employer initiates it, right? But she, the thief, is the one contacting the husband, being like, "You need to sign an agreement with me." And you're like, "What are you talking about?" And he's just like, takes to the cops.
Yeah,
she goes to jail. So an Australian tourist had himself quite the night. He is facing possible flogging because he did this in Indonesia. Which, by the way, if you're gonna travel internationally and you can't control yourself when you've had too much to drink, like maybe don't travel internationally.
Yeah, there's certain countries you don't go to and drink and act a fool because they will beat your ass literally.
So this guy, he's Australian. His name is Bodie Risby Jones, which just is the most Australian.
Bodie, what are you doing, Bodie?
It's Bodhi. Bodie. 23 years old. He allegedly ran nude through a village, chasing and punching locals.
Oh, my God. Bodie.
What are you doing, Bodie?
You got to make some better life choices,
bro. He also pushed a motorcycle into a local fisherman. The fisherman's wife reported that Jones to the cops, and I guess he was threatening to burn down the resort he was staying at as well.
What country was he visiting?
Indonesia.
Oh.
And he has apologized, saying that he is embarrassed. And he said, quote, to all I have disrespected and hurt, I am truly sorry. Please forgive me. He faces 5 years of incarceration and 40 lashes.
Yeah. Sorry, Bodie.
I mean, I don't know about like 5 years in prison.
I mean.
But 40 lashes.
You assaulted a guy with a motorcycle while you were naked. Actions have consequences. And if you're acting a fool like that in another country, that's on you, Bodie.
So this is horrifying, but also understandable because these birds live forever and they're very loud sometimes. A woman allegedly shot and killed an African gray parrot.
Dude, that is just so mean. Those are the smartest birds in the world.
She got into a fight with her husband, and that's when Suzanne Mullaney, 61, and her husband Stephen, who's 66, they're drunk at home, and she got upset and she pulled out a 40 and shot the parrot. Which, again, is not
that
funny,
but that is overkill.
Holy moly.
Dave and Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Time to play Tipsy.
Drinking through the quad.
Or Toddler. On Dave and Mahoney.
Come on, everybody. Come on.
Hello.
Claudia is joining us for a round of Tipsy or Toddler. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
So have you spent any time around very drunk people or little kids recently?
Yeah, like 2 nights ago, yeah.
Which one was it? Drunk people or little kids?
Or both?
Both. I was at a wedding, so both.
Oh, nice.
Where the worlds collide.
Yes. Ah. So the way that this game works is we're just going to read you things that were said, and you're trying to figure out if it's a very drunk person or a little kid based on the transcribing that was done. So, Mahoney, you and I are going to bounce back and forth on the first one, and then you and Audrey. And if you get to 4 out of 5 correct, you're going to win today, okay? So best of luck to you. Here is the first one. You got cute shoes.
Thank you. They're boots.
Do you like cute shoes?
Yes. Is that a tipsy person? Or is that a toddler, Claudia?
Toddler.
A toddler is incorrect. I'm so sorry.
Really? Claudia, I would have thought that too.
That sounds a lot like a toddler, but no, very drunk.
You have cute shoes?
Thank you. Your boots.
Do you have cute shoes?
Yes.
That guy does not want to have a conversation with her.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It's all right. You got that wrong, but here we go. Thank on to you. Number two. Mahoney and Audrey, take it away.
Why is chicken so funny?
Why?
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler, Claudia?
I just wanted to hear him do the chicken.
Oh, God, this is so hard.
I know.
Would you like us to run it back for you?
We can read that one more time. You just want to hear me quote?
Yes, I do.
Bacawk like a chicken again.
I do.
Okay.
Okay, take it away, Mahoney.
Why is chicken so funny?
Why?
Tipsy or toddler?
That hurt my throat.
Oh, jeez. Okay, I'm going to have to go with tipsy.
Tipsy is.
You sure about that?
No.
Would you like to change your answer?
Okay, toddler.
How did you get that right? Wow.
Good job.
Wow.
Good job, Claudia. Really, really good job.
Why are chickens so funny?
Why?
Because.
Because. We messed it up.
Well, but you don't want to give away the joke. You don't give away the kid's punchline.
That's exactly right.
That was a good delivery by that child.
It was. All right, Mahoney, take it away on number three.
Mom, hi. I'm taking questions on the internet. No, woo!
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Oh, my gosh. These are so hard. Tipsy.
Tipsy is
correct.
Good job.
Nice.
Mom, taking questions on the internet.
All right.
Oh, that's gonna live on the internet forever. As well.
He's taking questions on the internet as well.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
All right, here we go on to number four. You're doing great. You got two correct. We got two more to go. Audrey, you and I on this one.
Okay.
All right, first person. Can I have $20?
It's too much. I have to give you only $1.
What can I buy for $1?
Tomato. Just one tomato.
Is that a gypsy person or is that a toddler, Claudia?
I think it's a toddler.
That is correct. Very nice.
Good job. Good job.
Can you still buy a tomato for $1 is the question.
If
I think
they're
so.
On sale.
If they're on sale.
Can I have $20?
Yeah. Those little cherry tomatoes.
Can I have $20?
Well, it's too much, so I have to give you $1.
Oh, well, what can I buy with $1?
Tomato. One tomato.
One tomato. That kid understands inflation. All right, Claudia. You got 3 correct. All you have to do is get this last one, and you win today. Audrey, take it away when you're ready.
You're not doing it. I'm going to text you more than one time for you to answer. Now, you better want to answer me or else.
Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
Like tipsy person. But sounds like a tipsy
you sure?
It does sound like that. But
it does sound like it could be,
okay,
but
toddler.
Toddler for the win is shockingly correct.
Good job.
No help at all.
No. Tough game.
I will say, today was exceptionally tough, but I think it would be really funny if one day we did that exact same thing, but we just guided them to the wrong answer and then they lost. Let's have a listen to that last one.
You're not doing it. I'm having to text you more than one time for you to answer me. Now you better want to answer me or else.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
So would you guys be really upset or really, really happy if this happened to you? There's a dude in Missouri who was playing Powerball. He didn't win the Big Daddy one, but he won $1 million. And he did not have any idea that he won the $1 million for 3 full months.
What?
Yeah, so the man told the Missouri lottery officials that he bought the ticket, but his lottery routine does not include checking all of his tickets right after the drawing. So he said, I have an alarm set for me to check my tickets every 3 months. So I didn't know for a while. So he buys these lottery tickets, then he sets a reminder on his calendar to check the tickets every 3 months, and it turns out that he won the $1 million. Now, I would be pretty happy about this because, you know, you're still going about your life. You didn't, you know, you're like, oh, cool, $1 million. But $1 million is not enough to, like, quit your job forever, right?
No.
I'd be upset if it was the, you know, $500 million and I was still going to work for 3 months.
What if you got a good job, though, and then you get $1 million? Yeah. Do you continue your life like the million never happened and just, like, start doing that thing that they tell you to do? Like investing.
Investing. Or you pay off all of your debt and then you just, all the money that you make is just for
man, that's
fun.
Not fun.
I know, right?
But that's the way you have to do it,
man,
as an adult.
No, I'm going to live awesome for like 1 month. And then go back to normal life.
May of 2023 is going to be awesome. Everything else, screw it. But no, this guy, 3 months later, said that, he won himself $1 million, and he said that it's life-changing money, but not enough to obviously quit his job. He said it's going to go towards finishing some projects around the house and saving for retirement.
Okay. I mean, seems practical.
We were so excited for $1 million, and now it's just like, now I can get gas.
I can finish my kitchen and get gas and one carton of eggs.
Oh, thanks, inflation. God.
Dang it.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you. Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and leave a
message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you had the power to turn an unhealthy food or drink into healthy, which one would you pick and why?
Message deleted.
McDonald's. I would make McDonald's healthy.
Oh.
I would make it like the healthy, like the more I ate, the better everything.
It'd be wine for me, no question. I love a good glass of red wine. But
you lie to yourself about the whatever the things are in wine. They're supposed to be healthy for you.
It's good. It helps your blood flow. Sure. Like you know that people love wine when they're constantly putting out articles about why it's good to drink wine every day.
Uh-huh.
You're like, no, it's not. Trust me. I'm living proof.
It's all poison. For you. But we've accepted that. Yeah. We like how that poison makes us feel.
It's tasty poison.
Mine would be pizza.
Pizza.
Because that's like kind of my guilty pleasure. I don't eat it too often, but whenever I do, I'm like... Like, I'll eat, like, a half a pizza, or try to,
Do you know what the hardest food is? Because pizza's up there for me. Like, when I smell pizza, I always want pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But hot wings, man. I cannot smell hot wings and not eat them.
I get them both at the same time. Hot wings and pizza. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
You just feel like such a glutton. You're just like, oh, I'm so fat.
But when football's on, and you don't even have to leave the house, they get delivered.
Yes.
And you got, you just sit there.
You look at your little Apple Watch, and it's like, you moved 11 steps today.
But you know
it's... I'm gonna go get my pizza.
But it's the early game.
Yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. Like, so you still got, like... Yeah. 6-7 hours of football coming your away.
I cannot move, and I'm going to digest this, and then I'm going to eat again.
Can I ask you a question about the eating again?
Yeah.
How do you keep your pizza? Do you keep it on the countertop for a really, really long time?
Or
do you put it in the fridge? I know, botulism. But, like, if you put it in the fridge, do you eat it cold? Do you reheat it? Like, how do you do your second-day pizza?
So I reheat mine. I've got an oven called a Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like a light oven. So it's kind of like just like a super fancy toaster oven. But it uses light instead of whatever else. And that's how I reheat mine. It's got a pizza reheating setting. So it gives it, it's a little crisp. But the problem is with the toaster ovens, if you leave them in there, the crust gets too thick.
You're too good, Mahoney. You're too good. You've never just done like totally feral 12 hours, 13 hours later and just eaten the countertop pizza.
I read an article
cheese
about
hard.
It's not even good, but you have to get through
meat's
it.
Meat's cold.
Like if you leave it out for
crust stale.
If you leave it out for like more than like 2 hours, that's when like, you know, bacteria starts to form.
I like taking my chances, man.
It is a special level of trash when you have to take the piece of pizza and you have to rip it away from your face because it's so hard.
I've done that.
And you still are eating the whole thing.
Please leave a message after the tone. This is for Mahoney, and I mean this with all the love and respect in the world. Why do all, like, the tall, just big-ass, corn-fed white boys come from Missouri or, like, somewhere in the Midwest? What is your mama's feeding? Like, where does that come from? What is happening over there? Okay, love you, bye.
Message.
Yeah,
deleted.
Were we all breastfed for a long time? Like,
I used to drink a whole gallon of whole ass milk every day.
It was whole
big
milk, too.
Gotcha.
Milk. Big milk.
Red cap
yeah.
milk.
Hell yeah.
Was your milk red cap?
Gotcha. Yes. That's how you know it's whole milk.
Yeah.
Because it's the blue for the 2%.
Yeah. And then the light blue for the even lighter.
Yeah. That 1% garbage. Don't give
water.
Me skim milk.
I mean, that's all I could drink now.
Ugh.
But how weird was it that we were just propagandized for
advertising,
milk?
Advertising works.
Yeah.
I believed
it. Bones? What?
It wasn't even a brand. It was just for milk.
For real. It was just, do you have it in your fridge currently?
You need to get some so you can be a star football player. Actually, there's eggs.
Cotton was another. I mean, like, when you're thinking about big, like, there was not, like, a company that was advertising, but it was a whole genre, milk and cotton. Like, cotton, the fabric of your life, that little song stuck in your head, and you're like, thank God I'm wearing cotton, because just in case I'm in a fire, my clothes won't melt on me, which is a real thing.
Sure.
Of course, and
like,
you're worried
about
it.
I wear all stuff with, like, nylon that's super flammable. Like,
how often are you catching on fire where you need to worry about that?
If it happens once, that's one time too many,
okay.
Dave.
Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, so tell me if you guys ever had a time or that you guys ever done something that made you feel really old or like, oh, damn, like I'm getting old. I just went to a kid's birthday party at a trampoline place and didn't jump too much, but you know how to chase my daughter around. Oh, my God, my back, my ankles. I'm over here walking around like I did a whole week of leg day. Like, this is ridiculous. I've never felt so old in my life. Like, damn.
Message deleted.
Man, a trampoline park will make you feel old with a quickness. If you haven't done that as an adult, it is exhausting.
I will never do that because I know I'm going to break an ankle or roll an ankle. And then it's not even break an ankle, because at least breaking an ankle will heal. But when you roll an ankle or sprain an ankle and it never fully heals, so you're constantly have that just little tinge.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, my wife and I went walking last week. We went walking on a Saturday and I wore a new pair of shoes. It rubbed my ankle.
Oh, my God.
And it, like, rubbed my Achilles.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Here we are, fast forward, 8 days later, 9 days later.
Still hurts.
And it every step I take, Dave.
You are so dramatic.
You are a victim. I'm so sorry that happened to you. Do you want me to set you up at GoFundMe?
I mean, I even put a little Band-Aid back there,
Neosporin. Put a little
Neosporin. Because it hurts. Wore my thick socks, and I still feel it.
Even with the thick socks.
Even with the thick socks. Man.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Dave and Mahoney present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Probably not.
Mahoney is the smartest person in the room. Just ask him. He'll tell you all about it. Lori is joining us today for a round of Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? How are you today, Lori?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Excellent. What a lovely voice you have.
We love her.
Yeah, already I'm rooting for you, mostly because I hate Mahoney, but also because you have a great voice. So thank you for joining us today. Tell us about your level of education.
I went to 1 year of community college, and that's it.
All right, so we got ourselves an even playing field here. This is good.
I'm thinking about enrolling in a fourth.
No, you're not.
Stop it.
I might.
Get out.
Take some business classes, get my LLC started.
Oh, my God, he's going to become a finance bro.
Yeah.
Crypto guy.
Crypto bro.
Can't.
All right, so you guys are going to be asked the same questions. Mahoney is leaving the studio right now. He is going to go to a soundproof space where he cannot hear. You guys are going to be asked the same questions. But one thing to note is that you do have a pass today, so if there's a question that you don't know, feel free to pass on it, and I would just encourage you to use that sooner rather than later so it doesn't go unused, okay?
Good.
Okay, here we go. First one, at what temperature does water freeze?
32 degrees.
32 degrees is correct. Slurry on the board with one. Well done. Question number two, who invented the light bulb?
Edison.
Yep. Thomas Edison is correct. Question number three, you're doing great. What is the hottest chili pepper in the world?
I'll just say jalapeno.
You could pass.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll pass.
Okay,
I'm going to pass.
It is the Carolina Reaper. Also would have accepted Anthony Kiedis. That's a chili pepper joke. Okay, question number four, how many tentacles does an octopus have?
Probably eight.
Yep.
Even crazier is how many hearts they have.
And don't they have multiple brains, too?
Do they?
Yeah, I think so. It's weird, man.
Google that, because I think it's four hearts. And I didn't know that they had multiple brains, but that's pretty wild.
What is the largest ocean on Earth?
Oh, my God. The largest ocean?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. The largest one. I'm just going to have to say the Pacific.
That is correct.
Good guess.
You've got four rights. Down to the last one here, and I think that you'll probably get this. Let's see, because you can go 5 for 5 if you get this right. How many feet are in a yard?
Oh, my God. Okay, well, in a yard, there's 3 feet.
Yeah.
What? I was thinking 12.
12? Okay, that is very well done. 5 for 5. Mahoney is going to re-enter the room again. Same question, so again,
does
rooting for you, Lori.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he does.
Oh, my God.
He's wearing a popsicle shirt today, by the way.
If you're curious how he's dressed, his shirt is covered in popsicles and ice cream cones. There's some
he's
ice cream
gotten
cones
so many
too.
Compliments on that shirt, though, and I have been, we've been with him while somebody, a lady was like, I love your popsicle shirt.
It's baby blue to go with my eyes.
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah.
The color of a...
And just because you're so sweet, huh,
of Tahitian water.
Okay, Mahoney, question number one, at what temperature does water freeze?
0 degrees Celsius.
What is that?
Okay, and what is that in Fahrenheit?
32.
32.
Also, you got to give me, I get it either. I should get 2 points on that.
You Canadian, don't you go Celsius on me.
You didn't specify which temperature thing. So
Mahoney's not Canadian.
Do they use Celsius in Canada?
Yes. At least in parts of it.
Hmm.
Who invented the light bulb?
I mean, the guy who has the patent for it is Thomas Edison.
Yeah.
But I don't think he actually.
He just stole it from somebody.
I think
they
so.
They all were stealing,
for real.
Man.
Yeah. Quite for real.
Benjamin Franklin was making his son do all the work.
Dude, he had
he stole everything, man.
Dude, he was, did.
But don't matter. He's on the hundo.
He was having orgies over in France.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Like, look into that. He was living his best
look
life.
Look into that. What do you mean? I don't want to see.
Can you imagine, Google? Like, a Benjamin Franklin porn? Ugh.
I've seen those.
I don't want to see that. All right, here we go. Ben Question number three. What is the hottest chili pepper in the world?
That is the Carolina Reaper.
Carolina Reaper is correct.
But there are technically hotter ones now, but that's the one that's attributed.
3 for 3. You're doing great. Still have a pass. How many tentacles does an octopus have?
8.
And final question, perhaps. What is the largest ocean on Earth?
Ooh, boy.
A lot of oceans.
Yeah, I think it's Pacific. Pacific.
Pacific is correct. Mahoney, you went 5 for 5.
Good job.
Thank you.
Look at that. The reason why she's being so nice is because she also went 5 for 5. So Lori wins.
Yes. You guys are awesome.
Congratulations. Well done today.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
And sometimes I forget just how weird of a place Facebook is. And the internet is. So let me explain what I'm talking about. There was an Arkansas woman who has pleaded not guilty, good luck with that, to charges that she sold 20 boxes of stolen body parts from medical school cadavers to a Pennsylvania man for $11,000.
I mean, what body parts are you buying for 11 G's? Like, do you
it's
get like,
so
is,
weird,
is it
man.
Like when you go to Popeyes and you order a 3-piece, you get two legs and a thigh?
So this this woman whose name is Candace, she's 36. She's a former mortuary worker.
Ooh.
And she met a dude through a Facebook group about oddities. The buyer not identified. It's a federal indictment because it's pretty serious stuff. Separate state charges for the Pennsylvania man. His name is Jeremy Lee Pauly. Candace wrote to her, to Jeremy in her first Facebook message, just out of curiosity, would you know anyone in the market for a fully intact embalmed brain?
Oh.
And then over the 9 months, she sold him brains, hearts, lungs, genitalia.
Oh, no.
Large pieces of skin.
Was he also like trying to like smooch her, whatever it's called? Like, was she just feeling like
honey
she was
trapped
in love with him?
Yeah, but like, instead of like giving somebody your retirement account information, you give them somebody else's kidneys. Like, it's just so weird.
So,
man,
are they arresting the dude too?
Yeah,
because he's obviously a serial killer.
Like, why? What are you doing?
Something is wrong.
Buying
here.
Body parts, man. But yeah, she. And also, if you're talking about over the 20 boxes. For $11,000, you can get a box full of like wieners and hearts for $500. I'm serious, man. It just seems like not enough.
I have also been offered a box of wiener and hearts before.
Did it cost $500?
No, Dave.
That was free.
It actually ended up hurting me in the long run.
Is that
right?
Why
you, it's just like, here's my wiener and also my heart. Like, shut up. Go, hey.
Wait, is that why you quit Facebook? That yeah. makes sense.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you. Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and
leave a message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Who out of all of you is not an organ donor? And why the hell aren't you an organ donor?
Message deleted.
I think we're all organ donors.
I'm an organ donor. There was a thing that was going around for a long time where, like, if you got into a really bad accident and they saw that you
they're
were
not
an organ
try
donor, they're not going to try to save you.
Shut
no,
up.
That is not true at all.
Get out of here with
also,
all that.
Also, but if I'm dead, like, go ahead.
I don't care. Take every part of me.
Every last part.
I just feel bad for whoever gets most of my stuff.
You know what? You know what's going to be left over, though?
Nobody wants that.
What they're not going to take.
That's nobody. Nobody wants that transplant.
Does it say on your driver's license whether or not you are an organ donor?
It used to. I don't know. Does it?
Because that's what I just went to go look for, and I'm not seeing like.
I think there's like a heart on there or something.
I
maybe.
Don't have a heart. Am I not a donor?
You're not an
oh,
organ
donor.
No.
I have a heart. I have a heart.
Okay.
A heart.
All right.
But I won't. If I die, they'll take it.
Good.
That's what that means. Yeah, I don't know. I am definitely pro like science and, you know, the betterment of other people who are alive after me. So I'm here for the organ donors. I also am here for I'm very anti open casket anyways. That freaks me out. Like
you
I
still
I
have
don't
an
want
open
that.
Casket if you donate your
I don't want, but then you're just filled with goo. That's no, all I would think.
But you're already, wearing clothes. It's not like you're nude.
It's not like we're
what?
Not filled
what
with goo.
What if I wanted
right
a
now?
Naked funeral? I bought these boobs for a reason.
There's
do they
a line
take my
out the
implants
door for
out too? Do they take my implants too? Whoa! Yeah, save them for the next girl.
That's right.
The girl, the girls after me. Give them my implants.
The next 20-something that's making a big move.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What was the most recent thing that made you cry? Message deleted.
Dude, I cry all the time.
Dude,
it's
really?
Stupid.
I
ass
have a music
shows.
Video for you to watch, Mahoney, because I know you're going to cry over it. Like, if you're a crier, it's about a dog.
Like, I don't. Oh, if it's anything involving an animal. But, like, I get way too involved and emotional when it comes to, like, just shows and stuff. Like, it's just. I don't know. I'm just too empathetic, Dave.
Is that what it is?
I think it is.
Yeah. Because you cried. What's the last show you cried at?
I mean,
Shrinking.
What? Shrinking, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, wept.
Yeah. I mean, like, I just started watching Wednesday on Netflix, and there was a couple scenes in there where I was like, not like weeping or anything, but a little teary.
A little tear, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's stupid things. But in real life, very few things make me, you know, I feel very little emotion in anything in real life.
Yeah. The last time that I didn't cry because I was trying not to. But definitely when I was leaving, it was like literally the moment where I'm like going to get in the car and like the wife is there with all the kids and they're like waving and all this stuff is, and she starts crying. So I'm like, I can't start crying too, cause it'll freak the kids out, you know? And so I was just sitting there like trying to hold it together. But yeah, it was,
yes. Whew. That's hard to be away from your partners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, or you had the added, benefit of kids.
Yeah. The kids. And man, there's just like, It was last weekend, and Olivia, my 4.5-year-old, was at the house, and
you know, she sees me like getting my backpack on. She's like, "No, Daddy, I thought we were gonna have a daddy daughter day today." And I'm just like, "Oh my god! Oh my god!"
So you got her a gift, right?
I bought her a pony.
She's playing you.
she totally is.
She knows.
She's like, "Here's $100. It's hustling me."
You know, it's almost as bad as a bad driver, a bad pedestrian. Walk straight lines in parking lots. Don't walk down the middle. Don't walk diagonal. There's cars trying to move, too. You don't own the freaking lot, man.
Message
I mean,
deleted.
He's not wrong, but you're also wrong.
Yeah.
Because...
speaking of Olivia...
You mess up as a pedestrian, you did.
Yeah, so speaking of that, Olivia, the 4.5-year-old, was a very bad pedestrian yesterday. We were at an outdoor mall, and she's got her little sparkle boots on. We went and saw the Mario movie. Like, she's just having a day. Mm-hmm. We were going to get ice cream.
Oh, man.
And she got excited, and she goes running out into this street, and there's a car coming, and she's in, like, the crosswalk, and the car's going slow, thankfully,
but she's
all that
small.
Stuff. But yeah, and so like
a 4-year-old,
you know, yell and go running after her, thinking I'm going to die via Nissan. This is it for me.
What kind of Nissan?
It was a Maxima.
At least you're an organ donor.
Yeah. Just harvest my organs right there.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
When you think about things that you're scared of when you go outside, what's at the top of your list, Mahoney? Because out of all of us in this room, you are definitely the most paranoid. But like when you walk out of your house, is there anything that you're regularly fearing?
Bear attacks.
Okay.
Regularly.
Because you did have multiple altercations with a pug that lived in your neighborhood.
That pug is now dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not murder that pug. He died of natural causes.
It does feel like you're celebrating his death a lot.
You know, he was a son of a bitch, literally and figuratively. And, you know, he attacked me, Dave.
So bear attacks, pug attacks, obviously.
I mean, they're one and the same, essentially.
For sure. Audrey, is there anything that you fear when you go outside? Because this wasn't actually on my bingo card for things to fear, but it happened over the course of the weekend. The PGA Tour had the Mexico Open going on, and they had to stop plays because there was a massive swarm of bees.
I'm not super scared of bees, but if there was a swarm coming at me, of course I'm going to duck and run.
So these guys like had to lay down on the ground because they called it not just a swarm of bees, but a, quote, fog of bees.
I've been golfing before years ago and came across a fog of bees. And
that's terrifying.
I was near reclaimed water, which is poop water. And
you're like,
I'm going to have to jump in the poop water. I'm like, if they make a turn, that's where I'm going. Which they also say, don't do that because they'll just wait above the water and then sting your head when you come up to get air.
That's just so mean.
That is just, you're just so dicks.
Like, what are you doing?
It's like, we're literally trying to save you, bees. You're about to go extinct. Remember that? That's probably why they're coming for us.
Is that why?
Yeah.
They're mad. They're the little attack squads of bees.
Yeah.
But it's something about, like, our evolution where, as a human, when you hear that zzz, like that hum of a lot of bees.
Oh, man. Oh, of a lot of bees?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been around a hum of a lot of bees before.
It's terrifying.
Like, I've never messed with a wasp's nest. I've never messed with a honeybee nest. I've never messed with any of that.
No, yeah, it's definitely on me. Like, when we were kids, we used to mess with bees because, you know, great idea.
Dave hates the climate.
Yes, I do.
You hate the ecosystem.
Death to all bees. No, but I mean, like, we were stupid kids, right? And bored in rural Minnesota, so what are you going to do? Mess with bees or light something on fire? It was kind of the two options. But, man, when you hear a swarm of bees start chasing you, there is just something that makes you want to run as fast as you can.
Bees! Bees! Bees in the car! Bees everywhere! God, they're huge!
So, thankfully, these golfers did not get stung to death. They said, quote, "It's funny, but certainly don't want to get stung by those bad boys." Okay.
Okay.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Blitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
Who would have thought that this Super Mario Brothers movie was going to crush it in the way that it has?
Well, I mean, I'm surprised.
Number one in America for the fourth week in a row.
I mean, it has made, what, over $1 billion
worldwide? $1 billion, yep. $40 million this weekend.
You had a chance to go check it out.
I saw it this
weekend. Your kids are big fans of the Nintendo brand, as are you. We grew up on it.
Yeah, and that, for me, that was like a really special moment, right? Because it's not the sort of thing where it's like, I was into this when I was a kid, so I'm going to try to get them into it. Like, they actually love it.
Kids aside, bias aside, nostalgia aside, was the movie actually good?
Yes, it was a great movie. Absolutely.
Great. Yeah, it was
Chris Pratt.
It was
great. As Mario.
He was absolutely fine. Like, I thought the whole thing was going to be about like him not sounding like Mario. He did a fine job. They actually made it part of the storyline.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cheesy.
It was cheesy. It's a Mario movie. Well, it's allowed to be a little cheesy. But no, it was really well done. Like those critics that are sitting here saying like the storyline's not strong enough. Sure, it was.
But
it was
a good story. You think about how Nintendo has been a part of pop culture for literally 40 years now at this point. So does this open the door, do you think, to a Nintendo cinematic universe much like we have with Marvel?
No question about it. And the reason why I think that they set the table for it really well is because they did a lot of character development around characters other than just Mario. So Mario obviously is the main character, but you really got to know the character of Luigi and Princess Peach, and Toad had a big personality, and it was just, Donkey Kong.
Well, and
Jack Black as Bowser was perfect.
Yeah.
My kids made me download that the Peaches, Peaches, Peaches song so they could listen to it after the movie while we were driving around.
I mean, that charted. Isn't it on, like, the top 20 songs in America now?
It's everywhere. And rightfully so, but yeah. Would recommend. We've been waiting for a while to go see that, and they loved it. I feel bad for Michael J. Fox, man. He said that his battle with Parkinson's disease is just getting tougher. He's had it for 20 years now, and he said that he can't see himself living past 80, which is... He's just a treasure, man. I just feel bad for the guy.
I mean, everything that he has ever done, ever, and, from the time he was Alex P. Keaton to, Back to the Future, to the fact that he did a whole season of Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David when they were in New York, and he plays kind of a villain.
Yeah.
I love it, man. He is truly a national treasure and, just sucks.
It just sucks.
Nothing else you could say about it other than that just sucks.
You know what else sucks? Motley Crue played the NFL draft, and for the first 2 minutes and 18 seconds, there was no sound. Which, man, like, that is just the most demoralizing thing. You walk out on stage, and you're, like, ready to rock, and then it's just like...
So crazy to me is that, and we've been seeing this a lot, and I don't know if everybody wants to blame it on the pandemic, but whenever we're watching all of these announcers or, like, things that have, like, massive production behind them, like on ESPN, Fox, Sports, wherever it is, I am always just so blown away by audio just failing.
Isn't it amazing that regardless of how perfect a television broadcast is for the NFL, where they've got cameras in the pylons, they have them zipping around in the sky.
In 4K.
These dudes are running around, like, getting right in the players' faces when they score a touchdown, and not a single NFL game has had a flawless performance from a referee's microphone.
Ever.
Every single time. They turn it on, it's not working, it's feeding back.
It's like they're more concerned. Well, I mean, obviously, I understand whenever you're talking about TV, you're going to be more concerned with, like, the cameras, right? But it's like trying to get all of these cinematic views, aerial views, and then you can't get as simple as a microphone to work. Right.
But it's just, I mean, thinking about Motley Crue and how, they probably had sound in their monitors or in their ears so they could hear themselves. So they're rocking out. But, like, how embarrassing it must feel. Like, Tommy Lee's going to town. They're killing it.
Town, like, he was playing. He wasn't actually, like, posting his, wiener on the internet.
But, I mean, you're killing it. You're rocking out. But then
still doing that.
But then the audience can't hear, and so they're not reacting. So you're thinking, like, do we suck?
Is this awful
right now?
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you. Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and leave a
message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's Justin Timberlake's favorite month. May.
Message deleted.
All right, that got old like 7 years ago. Stop it.
Stop it.
No,
just stop.
No.
You're late on it anyway.
You know what's really interesting about Justin Timberlake is the internet's doing a little flipperoo on him saying that he was... really like he propped up the whole Britney and his breakup to where we ended up hating her and bashing her when he was like the true villain.
I mean,
didn't she cheat on him though? Wasn't that the whole story?
Yeah. Did we not watch the video from Cry Me a River? Do you not remember that?
Exactly. You put her in it.
So fun story about NSYNC. I saw NSYNC live in, I think it was 2000. I was in high school. It was the year I graduated high school and I was dating a girl. All she wanted to do was go see NSYNC. I'm not... NSYNC fan.
But you'll do anything, anything like to that.
But
to
I was
some.
Like, I'm trying to do anything I could to, yes, to, you know, make my
you
girlfriend
knew a
at the time.
Song or two.
Don't
yeah,
act,
dude. I was going to say, don't sit here and act like
you hated it.
But I traded.
Everyone loved it.
So my friends and I were huge into paintball at the time. I mean, like, huge, huge, huge into paintball. I had, at the time, I had waited tables for, like, weeks, saved up, like, $500 and bought the world's greatest, like, paintball gun. And so we would go paintball, and I would, my friend waited in line, because this is what you had to do to get tickets back then. Waited in line, got those tickets. Of course, it sold out. I had to give him my, like, $500 paintball gun and, like, $300 so I could get these rafter seats to go see NSYNC. And I'll, say this. Live production was out of this world.
I was going to say, I saw it too.
It was an arena tour.
It was great.
It was an arena tour with no strings attached
tour. So you're saying it was totally worth it? I thought you were going to say that you regretted it.
No, that girl broke up with me.
Oh.
You know, after the concert.
Yeah.
Of course she did.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you could neglect one personal hygiene routine with no adverse effect on your image or health, what would it be? Mine would be brushing your teeth.
Message deleted.
You gotta brush your teeth and you gotta wash your butt. Like, those are the top two.
Yeah.
Mine would be shave.
Shaving is a good one. Yeah. Flossing, for me, it doesn't really take that long. It just always seems like such a chore.
But the flossing doesn't count because no one flosses.
My wife flosses every night.
But she's
every
like,
night?
She is
every night.
Every night.
A perfect
every
night. Person. She doesn't do anything wrong, man. Like,
she's never done anything wrong.
Dude, she flosses every night. Like, she's never, I don't know if she's ever had a cavity.
That's wild.
I floss 2 times a year when I go to the dentist.
It's like when the dentist goes, when's the last time that you flossed? Like, how could you not remember that? You were there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, would washing your face count? Like, washing your face, cleaning your
See,
ears?
See, but you're, that's a, women washing their face versus men washing their face. Like, I wash my face in the shower. I just take a rag. I put it on there. It's done. Like, I don't, like, put soap and stuff
that's
what,
on my face.
You just rag your face?
Yeah. I just got a wet rag and just kind of.
Wet rag your face? You don't use soap?
Soap dries you out.
No, not if you have good soap.
You have to use face wash,
man.
Why would I want to do that? My skin, I have great skin. I don't need, like, I just kind of just let water hit it. Huh. It's fine. Then I run a rag over it.
You don't ever do that thing where, like, you finish getting out of the shower and you go to, like, move your face and it, like, feels super tight?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, you open your mouth and it doesn't, like, crack?
No.
Huh.
My wife, like, again, like, her face routine at the end of the night, she, like, puts on creams and washes it.
And her lotions.
All that stuff. Yeah. And I'm just like, never. Like, I just get out of the shower and I get straight into bed.
So you could just say you would give up washing your face because you don't even really
I don't
wash
even
your face.
I mean, I wash it in the shower, face, yeah. But I don't put soap on it.
You ever shampoo your face?
I mean, I shampoo my beard with the stuff from the top of my head.
So, same shampoo? I was going to
Same shampoo. Yeah. That shampoo washes all of my body.
I think
Piss,
for me
butt, all of it.
All of it. Undercarriage.
Gets everything.
Yeah.
I think for me it would be the baby powder and the bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that, because that's something that you have to do.
If you live somewhere where it's humid,
you have to.
We lived in Houston.
Oh yeah,
I had a subscription to Gold Bond. Like, I would get into my shower and then because you could squeeze it and it shoots up.
You have to get in the shower to do it. So otherwise, it's a disaster. They got to figure out a better way to Gold Bond your grundle.
And I'm not flexible enough to get my arm back there.
Doing that weird little squat and just.
Yeah,
so I'm giving that up.
I feel like I'm dating this bottle of Gold Bond.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
So Audrey has decided to do something, and we have a bit of a conclusion to the story, I think. You had a welcome by somebody hitting you and then running, so a little hit and run. That's always a good time.
Yes.
But the bumper was flapping off your car.
Yellow Camaro hit me.
Yellow Camaro?
A yellow Camaro?
A bumblebee.
Bumblebee?
Yep.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it is.
But the guy got out, looked at the damage to his car, which was very minimal, and then looked at your car and saw that it was pretty messed up and went, oh, no, and got in his car and drove off.
Sure did.
Pretty neat. But he left you there with your bumper hanging off your car.
Dangling.
And yeah, I mean, it was in rough shape.
It was waving to everybody
that was
passing.
But you did something that I'd never heard of before. You decided that you were going to buy a bumper on Amazon.
I did.
And you did buy a bumper on
Amazon.
I
sure did.
And that's the last that we'd heard, is that you were going to try to get this thing installed by yourself. And I was, to be fair, rather skeptical, but what happened?
Well, the next part to this saga, Dave, is that it showed up on my doorstep. And
how big was this box?
It wasn't that big, Mahoney. So whenever it showed up, it was So I'm about 5'5". It was shorter than me.
Oh, really?
So I was expecting, I mean, kind of like wingspan, Michael Jordan style. Like, yeah. I mean, if it was going to cover the bumper, it would have, you know, been longer.
Do they pack it like one of those mattresses where you like open it?
So
like,
you fold it. So I did not know anything about bumpers until we literally had to cut mine off of my car so that I wasn't driving down the street with it flapping, you know, or me like sideswipe someone by accident because that's how far off
it
was.
Kitchen scissors cut that bumper?
Yo, we sure did, boy. We got them kitchen scissors and we went to town on that bumper.
But man, what is it about them kitchen scissors? They're just tough.
They've been through it. Yeah. They've been through emotional disparity when I've cut my bangs. They've been through emotional disparity when I had to cut my bumper. But for real,
bumpers
though.
Bumpers and bangs, baby.
Bumpers and bangs, 2Bs, best kind. But I unboxed it, and I was like, dang, I didn't realize that this bumper was so, I don't want to say flimsy, but they're plastic. All bumpers are plastic. It doesn't really. Yes. But it came primed, the whole thing. So I ended up, long story short, I ended up getting the bumper put back on for $125. Tipped the guy an extra $25. And he was so thankful. I mean, he was like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, man. Like, you just did this in an hour.
This would have taken me a month.
He took, for real, anywhere else, it would have. I wouldn't have had a car for a week. Yeah. He took the old bumper off, put it back on in an hour.
$125?
How's it look?
Pretty good deal.
It's great. I mean, it's on. I just have to get it painted, which will be later, but it's black, so you can't tell.
Nah, keep rocking that two-tone.
It's like matte black to shine.
Yeah.
It looks like I have one of those leather front things on that people do.
The
like
car bra.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at